Hi, thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba, and I'm calling from Washington Opinion Service. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and also the nation. And I would like to start by getting to know, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. And by any chance, are you registered to vote in Washington, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I know this is still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote?
I probably will.
Thank you. What is your age?
41.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you, Ray?
I'm white.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent slash libertarian, but independent.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Mary Glossin Camp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
Oh, sorry, who?
Mary Glossin Camp Perez.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not happy with, like, any of them.
Okay, and when you said you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following will you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. I will read the list, okay? The first one is border security, climate change and protecting the environment, growing the economy and creating jobs, combating threats to our democracy, fighting inflation and lowering costs, improving roads, bridges and infrastructure, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, protecting and strengthening social security and Medicare, reducing crime and gun violence, improving K-12 education.
Inflation and border security.
Thank you. Now, I like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which that 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Give me just any number from 0 to 100. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Now, the first person is Maria Cantwell.
0.
Thank you. What about Joe Kent?
Like a 25.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
0.
What about Donald Trump?
Like a 10.
Thank you. What about Mary Glossin Camp Perez?
Like a 5.
Thank you. Now, Raul Garcia?
Don't think I know them.
Okay. What about the MAGA Republicans?
Yeah, like a 20 on a good day.
Okay. And what about the woke liberals in Congress?
Like a 10.
Okay. Thank you so much. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Those are my only two options.
Yeah.
Probably Trump, barely.
Okay, thank you. Okay, great. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Glossin Camperi?
Probably Joe Kent.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Mary Glossin Camperi now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Glossin Camperi as more chance, just a very slight chance, or not chance at all that you might support her?
Small chance. Depends.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their members of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it is somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it is extremely important, quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10, okay? The first is a moderate who will oppose extremism from the left and from the right. From 0 to 10, do you think that's a good quality for someone on the Congress?
Probably a 7.
Okay. What about someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and the struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves?
Probably a 7.
What about someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF?
That is 6.
Okay. What about a leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse?
About an 8.
Thank you. What about someone who puts doing what's right above politics?
10.
Thank you. What about a fighter who will go to Washington to shake the things up and make government work for us?
I'd say a 5 because I don't think it exists.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Mary Glossin Camperi. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Mary Glossin Camperi for Congress. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. So the first statement is, Mary Glossin Camperi is taking on Big Pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Mary supports the youth nation to cut families and insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. From 0 to 10, is this convincing for you? Somewhat convincing? Not convincing at all?
7.
Thank you. Now, Mary Glossin Camperi believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that?
About a 6.
Thank you. Mary Glossin Camperi isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she's had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Mary. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Mary teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support for the small producers. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that?
8.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Jill Kent or Democrat Mary Glossington Perez?
Still probably barely Jill Kent.
Okay. Now I'm going to raise some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Jill Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidates. But please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Jill Kent for Congress, 5 means it gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Jill Kent for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, we can't trust Jill Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interests bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that will benefit Wall Street, and he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs but will lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. From 0 to 10, does that give you any doubt for not voting for Jill Kent?
Maybe a 4.
Thank you. Now, the next statement is, Jill Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban will force women and girls to have to give birth if they become pregnant, even in case of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent will destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians' interference. From 0 to 10, does that give you any doubts about voting for Jill Kent?
About a 7.
Thank you so much. Now, after hearing what about Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him from Congress?
I'd still pick him over the other one, barely.
Okay, so would that make no difference then?
Not really, because there's 2 sides. And
Thank you.
I'm big on changing parties.
Thank you. Of course, yeah, of course. No problem. Let me go ahead and continue then. Given everything
you
just heard about Jill Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
It'd be rights. I think you guys mentioned what abortion rights.
The abortion rights, okay. Basically, the fact that he is opposing to abortion rights, right?
Yeah, well, rights in general. But, yeah.
Abortion and wealth and health rights, or you said wellness rights? I'm
just rights.
Okay.
Yeah, no, just... I'm against anyone that's against rights.
Okay. So, opposing to people's rights in general, right?
Yes.
Great. Thank you so much for that. The last 2 questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
Thank you. Are you married, and married, living with partners, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Of course you do. Bye-bye.
Bye.